different ketana, it depends. If she's a ketana, min erisin, if you only had kedushin first, so ein oisin la maima, ela midasavuya. Then you could only make maima with her if the father accepts the maima. But we had naro, let's say the girl was a naro already, she's already 12 years old, then the loch is, bein midas atzma, bein midas avia. You can make this a maimer, either giving it to her or giving it to her father. So here you see by maimer that's kedushin, you could give it clearly even to the daughter, even to the nara. So it's a kashan, Rabbi Yechon, how could Rabbi Yechon say according to the rabbanin? Kedushin is only through the father, not through the nara. Here it says clearly by maimer, it could even be done through the nara herself. So Mar says rather like this. This is the svara of Rabbi Yechonon. Ella, rather, if you want to learn, Ella Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar. This is the way you're supposed to learn. That Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, my time with the Rabbi Yechonon, Alib with the Rabbanon. What's the svara of Rabbi Yechonon according to the Rabbanon Shita to say that by kedushin only the father could receive her kedushin and she cannot receive her own kedushin? I'll tell you like this. Kedushin the midaita. Kedushin when you marry your wife, you have to have a hadash. She has to be maskim. You need her consent, hadash. So then we say, Aviyah v'lohi. Only the father has the right to give out the das, and not she, even though she's a nara, she's a gedela. The Torah was mezakah, kedushin to the father. Only the father could do it, not her. Mashenken gerushin, that she receives her get, debar kocha. In such a case, midiraisa, you do not need her das. Even by force, you could give your wife a get, even if she doesn't have das. Therefore, the svar is easier to give a get to your wife. Therefore, it's easier, and we say, Beni ben aviyah. Whether you give it to the father or to the Naira herself, she could receive her own get. That's Rabbi Yechonon's Svara. But if so, Harei Maim is still a question by Maimer, by the Yibam, when he wants to make Kedushin with his Yibamah. Timi Daito, but it have mean is you have to have Das Peshas Kedushin. You need her Das. And still, Ukatonia, still we learned, Beni ben aviyah. Either she or her father, both of them could receive the Kedushin, says Kashan Rabbi Yechonon. Sumer says, no. We're talking about when the Yavam makes Maimer, he does it even by force, even without her consent. How could that be? And I tell you, the Rebbe, it's going according to Rebbe Shita. Titania would learn like this. If the Yavam wants to make Maimer Gedushin with his sister-in-law, with the Yavam, Shalai Midaita, without her consent, she doesn't want. He gives her money, gives her the ring, Hashem Gedushin. So Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, Kona, yes, Midirabonin, you have this Kenyan Kedushin right now, she's your wife, Midirabonin. The Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Loi Kona, no, Kedushin has to be only Midaita, if she agrees. If she doesn't want it, you can't marry her by force. Yeah, now, what's the Machlekes? My time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's Svar? I'll tell you, Goma mi Biya di Yavama. He learns it out from Biya of Yavama. Ma Biya di Yavama bar Kocha, just like Biya of Yavama is done bar Kocha, Avrochinam here also bar kocha. He learns it out from Yibum. Just like when you do the actual mitzvah of Yibum, which is the Biyah, there you could do it even by force without her das. So therefore, when you're going to make Kedushin on Yivama, you could also do it even by force. For Rabbon and Savri know, Yafina mi Kedushin. I'd rather learn it out from the din of Kedushin all over. That a regular Kedushin is ma Kedushin, a regular Kedushin is the Midaita. You can only do it with her das. Is Avrochinam mi Midaita here also. Even though you're only marrying your sister-in-law, which is only a drabonical kedushin, because midiraisa you can only make via, because not for the Kenyan via she's called an erva. Really, she's your brother's wife, she's an erva to you. So to make kedushin, you can't make kedushin midiraisa. You can only make the mitzvah yibum. Just midirabonin though, you can make kedushin on, you can make maimer. So even midirabonin though, it's only miyain, a kedushin midiraisa, it has to be midaita and not bakocha. So Mar says the Maikim, what is the Machlokes then? Hatayi Rebbe, Sava, Milu, the Yavama, Mi Yavama, Hevel, Lamelov. To swear, learn out Dine Yavama from Yavama. Like you're making this Maimah now in your Yavama. So the real Kenyan is Bia. Just like by Bia, by a Yavam, is even Bakorcha. So what then the Kedushin you're doing by Yavama is also going to be Bakorcha. For Abon and Tzavri, no, but Lamaisi, you're not doing Bia now. What you're doing right now is Kedushin. So if so, Kedushin, Mekedushin, Hevel, Lamelov. If it's more of a svara, to learn out from regular kedushin. So therefore, just like regular kedushin has to be done midaita, here also this maimer also has to be done after midaita. Now the Gemara says, "Hochinami mistavra." It's also a big svara the way we just explained Rabbi Yechonon. It comes out very good. Could it call mataritz Rabbi Yechonon? The way Rabbi Yechonon learns pshat here, that the reason why by maimer the kedushin helps to give even to her is because maimer is even by korcha. But a regular kedushin is only done midaita. There you could only give it to the father and not to the nara. It's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Midiktani said, because it says in the sefer of this halacha by Maimer, we added before in parentheses, says in the sefer, Midiktani sefer, Mashenkim, it says Mashenkim Bigadushin. It says clearly the same halacha does not apply by Kedushin. So the mashma only by Maimer, you could give the Maimer even to the Nara. But by regular Kedushin, you cannot be Mekadosh Nara, give her the money, you have to give the father. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. Rabbi Yochanan says that like this, Kedushin is only by the father, through the father, not through her. Only by Maimer, it's done by Korcha, then you could do it through her. But a regular Kedushin, that's only Midaita, can't be done through her. Akrikatamor says, if so, Ella Naima, let's say it, you have a tuf to the Resh Lakish. If so, let's say it should be a kasha and Resh Lakish then. Because according to Resh Lakish, he says by Kedushin, even a regular Kedushin, you could be done through her. He holds the same way your buddhists say by Gerushin, either the father or she, the Nara, can accept her own Gerushin. The same way by Kedushin also, she can also accept her own Kedushin. So according to Kashi here, it says clearly, Masha ain't came to Kedushin. By Kedushin, it's not that way, that the Nara cannot accept her own Kedushin. So it's all according to Kashi and Resh Lakish. Tumor says no. Oh, my Lord, Resh Lakish will say back and answer you, Hamani Rebbe Yehudi. No, this goes according to Rebbe Yehudi Shita. The Yom that Rebbe Yehudi says clearly, even by Gerushin, he says, that the Svari is Ein Shtei Yodayim Zoiches Kachas. Two people do not have the same hand. Therefore, it's only the father that has the hand over his daughter. So the father could either receive the get or give the, or receive the Kedushin, and not she. But this Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe Yehudi Shita. But then, according to the Rabbanan Shita, Resh Lakish holds that by Kedushin, both she and the father both could receive the Kedushin. So, Mr. Kashon, E Rebbe Yehuda, if he says, goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, it says, Mashen Kain Bekedushin. That by Kedushin, you can't have that she could accept it. So, the question is, Mashen Kain Begerushin, me boy live. It goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, should have said even stronger, should have said, even by Gerushin, that only the father could receive it and not her. Gemara says true, Enochner, Mistake true, but I did the Tony Maimer. Since it talks about the Maimer, the Dumbbell, the Kedushin has to do with Kedushin, Hatay Tony Nami, Marshenke, and the Kedushin. It says, who was in the opposite way around and does not apply by Kedushin. Talks about Kedushin because we started out talking about Maimer, which is Kedushin. But true, according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, he holds that when you have your own Nara, when the father's still alive, even though she's a Nara, she's a Gedela, as long as she's not a Begeris yet, only the father could receive either the Gerushin or the Kedushin, and not the Nara, not the Nara herself. Mar says, now the Maskasha Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if so, Maishana Maimer. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that only the father has the Yad, so why by Maimer could she receive her own Kedushin? Why should Maimer be different according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Mar says, yeah, there's still a svara. I'll tell you, hoyol o zekuka v'yamedis. Yibam, the old svara is that she was first married to your brother. Now when the brother dies, so the brother that's alive now has a din zika. In other words, his wife, your brother-in-law's wife, is attached to your brother's wife is attached to you. There's a din zika. So since she's a little bit attached to you, that's why it's easier to marry her, and that's why you can do the kedushin through her. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that by zikas yibam, you could give the kedushin to the Nara herself. So Mar says, Hash to the Yasit Lochi, won't you come on to this svara now? Hatayi Rabbi Yechanan Amilo Tikshaloch. We won't have any question anymore in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said that even according to the Rabbanan Shita, Kedushin could only be through the father and not through the Nara. On this we had a question. Now the Mishnah says, by Maimer, you could give the Maimer to the Nara herself also. So like this is very good. I'll tell you that there's no question according to Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan Amilo Tikshaloch Mikori can't ask any question to start out with. Because I'll tell you, Shani Maimer, Maimer is different. Hoyulus Kukav Yemedis. There's a din Zika involved. In other words, your brother was married to her already. Then when your brother died, so his wife falls to you, Liyibim. There's a Zika, she's a little bit attached to you already. So therefore, since she's attached to you already, that's why now the Kedushin you're making is only like a finishing touch. So therefore, you could give her the Kedushin. Whereas a regular wife, when you go to, you had nothing to do with her yet. Therefore, now you have to make the whole kinyan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says that the kedushin can only be through the father and not through her. Tanan, in our mission here, it says, "Ha'ish mikadosh es bitoi, a father could marry off his daughter kishi naro, even when she's a naro." So it says, "Boyu v'shluchai," the father himself could receive the kedushin, or else he could even make a shliach to accept the kedushin also. But the deek is boyu v'shlucha yin. Only the father and his shliach helps to receive the gedushin. But bo v'shlucha la, but she can't do it. She can't make a shliach, or she herself can't accept her own gedushin. So chorot yuf to the Rish Lakish, this should be a kasha according to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that the Nara could receive her own kedushin, so why does the Mishnah say only the father could do it? Oh, Moloch Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish answers back and says, I'll tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda he. And Echnami, our Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Rabbanan Shita is no, that she could receive her own kedushin. So Gemara says, Umi Matzis Muk Moloch Rabbi Yehuda. Could you say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? V'aktani Seifa, the Mishnah later of Memvav says like this. Ha'oi Melisha, somebody says to his future wife, his kachali b'tamarazu, I want to marry you at this date. And then he says again, his kachali b'zu, he says l'loshin his kachu again, or marry me with this date. So he say over there that it depends. You have to have each date by itself, at least one of them has to be worth a sheva pruta. But if either one of them by itself is not worth a sheva pruta, just the two of them together, we say, ain't no mekadeshes. Because since she said the word is kachu, as he said, is kachu twice, it means each one separately is a mighty kedushin. So if each one separately does not have a sheva pruta, she's ain't no mekadeshes. And the kedushin is no good. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, the Yarmina we say, we explain the Mishnah later, man tanu, who's this tam, is kachi, that says, you know why he meant each one separately? Only because he said the word kedushin twice. The Yomar Rabba Rabba says, Rabbi Shimoni, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yomar that he says in the Gemara in Shavuos, that at Shiyoma Shavua l'cholechet v'yechetz. Question, when you want somebody to swear, how many shavuos do you have to make there? So to separate the shavuos, you have to say the word shavuot each one separately. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So you see, you have to say the word shavuot separately. Here also now means next Mishnah. Says the word hiskachu separately. Then we say you mean separately. The Chitam the Gemara says, Kula Rebbe Yehuda, maybe no. Now this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, and the next Mishnah is also according to Rebbe Yehuda. Just maybe Rebbe Yehuda also holds like Rebbe Shimon. I'll tell you, the Prati Savulok Rebbe Shimon. Or Prati Savulok Rebbe Shimon. The Prato made it sound like Rebbe Shimon. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi Savulok, if I hold like that, the Mi Savulok, for a time you will learn. This is the Klal. Klal ain't a chayiv alachet. If you say one klal, you only chayiv one shvua. Prat, if you speak out separately, shvua, prat separately, chayiv a kolach, then you chayiv each one separately. Divir Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. Not that kashu, you say the prat and each one separately, you chayiv separately. Rav Yehudu Aymer, shvua, if you speak out the word, I want you to swear, lo lecho, chayiv a kolach miyachas. Then it also lush and each one separately has to swear. Now, Rav Lezer Weimer, loy lecho, shvua, the word shvua has to come at the end only. Then we say, chayav kolachas v'yachas. That's Rav Lezer Shita. Rav Shimon says, li'oylam eina chayav achiyama shvula cholechad v'yachad. So the Knitzi, you see, that Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Shimon. And so Rav Shimon is the only one that says that when you chayav a separate shvua, if you say the word shvua separately. So the kids at the end of our Mishnah, you see, clearly is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. So how could you say the beginning of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? You see, the end of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you the pshat is, Elakula Rabbi Shimon, true. Our whole Mishnah, the beginning and the end, goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. But tell you like this, Over Shlichis Sabu Lak Rabbi Yehuda, the Geyat Hilcha Shlichis, even Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the locker is by Shlichis only the father could marry off his daughter, and she cannot receive her own kedushin. That's what the Mishnah says. Ish mekadesh boy v'shlucha. Only the father could do it, not she. But Yeshivs olak Rabbi Yehuda. So it's good out for Mishnah, even according to Resh Lakish. Now that our Mishnah says only the father could do it and not she goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now the Gemara says, Rav Asi loy olav emedrusher. Rav Asi didn't come into Yeshiva the base of Medrash that day. So Ashkechel the Rav Zeri met Rav Zeri outside. Omalei my omayid in the base of What did they talk about? What was the shir about today in the base of Medrash? Omalei. So Rav Zeri answered back and said, you should know, af ano loy ayil. I also didn't go into the Yeshiva today. But Rav Avin who the ayil. Rav Avin is the one that went into the Yeshiva. The Yom and he said over like this. That Chavrusa Kula Rabbi Yochanan, all the people of the Beis Medrash gathered together and held like Rabbi Yochanan. That the locker is even according to the Rabbanan Shita, by Kedushin, only the father could accept the Kedushin, and the Nara, she could not accept her own Kedushin. All of them held like Rabbi Yochanan. But with Tzavach Resh Lakish Kikruchio, Resh Lakish was screaming out like a chicken-like, and saying, no, The pasuk says v'yotza v'hoisa. We have to learn out hilchos kedushin from hilchos gerushin, and therefore, since by gerushin it says clearly that the rabbanan shittur is both could receive the get, both the father or the daughter, the nara. So who are then by kedushin also? The nara could also accept her own kedushin. That's what Rosh Lakish was arguing. But in the base of Medrash that day, for lek of the yaskach bay, nobody was listening. Everybody rather held, behold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that by kedushin the svar was, since it's midaita, you need the das of the isha, therefore only the father could give the consent, you need him for the kedushin, and she herself can't do it. Now, oh Malay, so, Rabbi Asi is back to Rabbi Zera. Oh Malay, Rabbi Avin Basamchu, could you rely on Rabbi Avin? You're saying, oh, be sit over the locha right? He's like a fresh fish right out of the water that we're roasting right now. In other words, he just came out of the Beis Medrash. I asked him just after Shia. So most probably in this short time he didn't forget, make a mistake, we could rely on him. And that's what they said that day in the Beis Medrash. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Ano loy Rav Avin Rabbi Chia. That's what we said. Rav Avin said it was not the Rav Avin Rabbi Chia, and it was not for loy Rav Avin Bar Kano. El Rav Avin Stam. It was only the regular Rav Avin, the one that said over this halacha. So Gemara says, "Lamay Nafkamina, what's the difference? Lemir Medidei Adidei. If you have another stira kashim or someplace else, the question is, can you ask the question from over there to over here or not? If it's the same Rav Avin, it's a stira in Rav Avin. But now that we're saying could be two different people, you can't ask the question one against the other." Boy, you mean Rav Nachman? Rav asked a question from Nachman like.